Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Governor J.B. Pritzker's Illinois prisons have stopped tracking the recidivism rate, citing a quote-unquote blind spot computer glitch going back 3 years. Meanwhile, just this week, a convicted felon was arrested again. This time, Frank Saporito, who had kidnapped a woman with a machete and held her hostage for a week while he went on a drug bender, happened to be picked up by police. Well, that was convenient. At least they got him. All this is happening at the same time. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says there's no crime crisis in Chicago. Yeah, nothing to see here, folks. Reminds me of the Naked Gun. With us now is Mark Vargas. He is editor-in-chief of the Illinois Review and a columnist at Newsmax. Mark, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Great to be with you. Thank you so much.
You know, I mean, it's sad. We mock this, you know, but literally, Mayor Johnson says there's no crime crisis. I just don't get this. What, I mean, you're in Chicago. What do you say?
Well, the mayor has completely lost his mind. He's got a 6% approval rating. Think about that. It's the lowest approval rating of any mayor in Chicago history, maybe of any major big city history. And not only does he say that there isn't a crime problem, he blames Richard Nixon for Chicago's crime crisis. He did that late spring, early summer. As young youth were rioting and looting and jumping on top of cars on Michigan Avenue and smashing windshields, and tourists had to be escorted back to their hotels by Chicago police, Mayor Johnson got in front of the cameras and said there just aren't enough after-school activities for them. And finally, on Morning Joe last week, when asked about, 5,000 more police officers, that will help secure the city, he called that an antiquated question after ignoring it five times. And then he came up with his grand solution to reducing crime in major cities, particularly in Chicago, is the answer is provide more affordable housing. That's how you solve Chicago's crime crisis. But yeah, the residents see through this. It's why he's got a 6% approval rating. And, you know, they know the reality that Chicago is a war zone. The streets aren't safe. You don't want to bring your family out at night. You don't want to go to the park with your family. It's a war zone because Governor Pritzker and Brandon Johnson have prioritized and put lawlessness over law and order, violent criminals over law-abiding residents. And as a result, Chicago's a war zone, but the people are waking up.
And yet, Governor Pritzker says there's no emergency in Chicago that requires any help, that requires the National Guard. I mean, first off, how would he know? Apparently, the prisons have stopped tracking the recidivism rate. So how would he even know if there was an emergency?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's right. And WGN broke that story late yesterday, actually. Ben Bradley of WGN 9 here in Chicago. Exactly right. And I love Governor Pritzker's been posting on his social media photos of the Chicago skyline, and he's talking about this is a safe place. Well, what he's not telling you is that he's posting those videos at 6 o'clock in the morning when the criminals are just finally going to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Number two, he's not showing what's behind him. 12 heavily armed bodyguards and a bulletproof SUV that are trailing behind him. You know, it's remarkable after 58 shot and 8 killed over Labor Day weekend just last week. You know, there was more shootings in Chicago last weekend than in Philadelphia, Baltimore, New York City, and Washington, D.C. combined. And yet he's saying that this is a manufactured crisis. Think about this. I mean, 90% of violent offenders are walking free and on the streets because they've never been identified or charged. Governor, that's not a manufactured crisis. 67,000 criminals that are free because of no cash bail who missed a court hearing, that's not a manufactured crisis. And finally, 1,600 police officers short in Chicago, resulting in over 225,000 high-priority 911 calls going unanswered. Calls like shots fired, assault in progress, man with a gun, man with a knife, they went unanswered. Governor Pritzker, that's not a manufactured crisis.
No, and the sad part here is you can't blame the cops because the mayor and the governor have tied their hands. They can't help ICE. They can't share info. They can't hold illegals. So, you know, what do we expect them to do?
That's exactly right. And the Chicago Police Department has put out a memorandum that, you know, that officers are not allowed to cooperate and assist ICE agents, that they can't touch supposed illegal aliens. They really have tied their hands. Democratic political leaders have tied their hands behind their back. And here's the sad reality. Because of this, their jobs have gotten that much harder.
Right.
And we've seen now a spike in suicides among our police officers. We've seen a spike in alcohol abuse among. We've seen a spike in domestic abuse. We've seen a spike in we've got a mental health crisis amongst our Chicago police officers because they can't do their jobs. And if they do, they could face criminal prosecution because they are in a city that has prioritized criminals over law-abiding citizens. And lastly, they've turned criminals into victims and victimized the criminals.
Yeah, clearly. We're talking with Mark Vargas, who's the editor-in-chief at the Illinois Review. Mark, in 2008, then-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich proposed deploying the National Guard to Chicago, the very thing that the president is looking at. This came after a violent crime surge, after 16 children were killed in 3 weeks. Now the president wants to do this. He's not going to pull him in there if there's not a crisis. And yet Democrats are all of a sudden so opposed to an idea that their very own Democrat governor proposed in 2008 rather.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. And it's really interesting that you had Governor Blagojevich at the time say, listen, we're seeing a crime spike. Our police are overwhelmed, but let's send in the National Guard. And when he proposed that idea, and I actually had a conversation with Governor Blagojevich about that, he said it was my fellow Democrat leaders, including the mayor, that stepped in and said, wait a second, we can't do that. There's no problem. But what's interesting about this point is that it was a crisis to political leaders in Chicago at a time when they were averaging about 530 murders per year. Today, they're averaging close to 700 murders per year.
Yeah, but there's no crisis. There's no crisis.
There's no crisis. Yeah. You're exactly right. There's no crisis. And what's interesting is another point to that is not only did the then Governor Blagojevich propose to bring in the National Guard in 2008, but in 2010, and it's been reported by AP, Fox News, ABC7 Chicago, that in 2010, Chicago Democratic lawmakers proposed to do what? To bring in the National Guard. Why? Because they were seeing a spike in violence on the streets. This problem hasn't gotten any better. It's gotten worse. And here's the irony in all of this. During the Democratic National Convention, and I know you're familiar with this as well, during the Democratic National Convention, what did Governor Pritzker do? He deployed the National Guard to do what? To protect his wealthy billionaire mega donor friends and VIP delegates. But he won't deploy the National Guard, because there is no crisis, to protect everyday residents, children, and babies.
Right. And well, you know, I mean, just you pointed out the 52 people shot over Labor Day weekend. There were 20 people killed in Chicago over the past 3 weeks. I mean, it's just, you know, they're defending criminals and illegals. And I have to think that Chicago's sanctuary policy for illegals is part of the problem as well.
You hit the nail on the head. Absolutely. So since 2022, 52,000 illegals have entered the city of Chicago. Pritzker and Johnson have welcomed them with open arms, regardless of their criminal backgrounds and history. And as a result, they've allocated $3.1 billion since 2022 to make sure that these illegals have food, clothing, shelter. They've put them up. They've rented out entire hotels in downtown Chicago. This is the part that should make every person's stomach churn. There are organizations that work with the transition from those that have been homeless into housing. And this includes domestic abuse victims who are women and moms that have children. This also includes veterans who have returned from combat and are struggling with PTSD. And this is, they're looking for a second chance. These organizations are being pressured by their state government and local officials to send those individuals to the back of the line and instead reprioritize. And so put the homeless veteran that served his country honorably, put him at the back of the line, and let's put in a migrant family. To the mother on the south and west side of Chicago who's a domestic abuse victim with three children and they're homeless, put them at the bottom of the line, because we need to make sure that a migrant family, an illegal family, has their housing instead. It's disgusting. It's immoral. And it's why the residents of Chicago are waking up and calling in unison and with energy and momentum, calling in for the National Guard.
And yet here's the real question mark. Would Blagojevich, or not Blagojevich, would Pritzker or Johnson, you know, would they lose if they ran for reelection?
The challenge that we have with Governor Pritzker is he was he inherited nearly $4 billion. He's an heir to the Hyatt hotel fortune. So he was born on third base and thinks he hit a triple. He's got unlimited funds. He spent $350 million for his first election and his reelection of his own money. And he's willing to spend $1 billion if he has to. He literally bought the governor's seat. So that's difficult when you've got that. But I can tell you they are wildly unpopular. And I do hope that the momentum continues and that residents' eyes continue to open and their ears open, because at the same time that they've got a $3.1 billion taking care of illegals, Chicago's got its own deficit. Next year, and I'm not a finance guy, but it doesn't take a finance guy to figure this out. Next year, they've got a $1 billion deficit, and they've got to figure out how to come up with $1 billion. Do you know what the city officials and the mayor have come up with? Let's raise taxes on the very same people who are living in a war zone. Let's raise their taxes.
Right, to fund illegals, housing for illegals. I don't envy you, brother. I mean, we've got our issues here in Wichita, but nothing like what you're facing. Mark, I appreciate you, my friend. I know you've got some great articles and some great links. If folks are interested, they can find you on X at Mark A. Vargas, and that's V-A-R-G-A-S. And, of course, they can also read some of your stories online as well at the Illinois Review. And, of course, you're a contributor, a columnist at Newsmax as well.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me on, and I look forward to coming back again and talking about it, hopefully when the Guard actually enter the city of Chicago.
Appreciate you, brother. Carry on the fight, my friend.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.